I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party! Ladies, move,
gentlemen, move. Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
Happy Thursday.
Stop it. Stop it. It makes me want to just throw to a song straight away.
I will never stop it. Guys, you know how I feel that I'm an oracle? You know how I feel like in my heart of hearts that I have a gift for predicting the future?
No.
Well, I do. And I feel that I can accurately predict who will become the world's most hated man in the next 24 hours.
Okay.
His name is Professor Eric Rim. And he is a Harvard University academic and nutrition scientist.
Right.
And he has come out publicly to say to the world that we are not allowed to consume more than 6 hot chips per day.
6?
What a loser.
But that's ridiculous. When you 6. Get a serving, you get at least 60
Correct.
In a serving.
So what Professor Eric Rim is saying is that is
should last
terrible.
You 10 days.
For our health, that health-wise, our bodies should only be consuming 6 fries because they are deep fried, because they are coated in salt and sugar. We know that hot chips do have sugar. He's saying 6. They Sarah, what?
It's just potato. It's a serve of vegetables.
It's no. Don't you come in with your serve of fruit and veggies. Hot
You're
chips.
Getting so aggro about this, like you've suddenly adopted a nutrition science degree yourself.
Everybody knows that certain hot chips from certain fast food chains have sugar in them. Did you not know that?
I didn't.
Didn't you, Sarah? Come on.
No.
Think about putting that hot chip in your mouth and think of the flavour sensation.
I just want chicken salt. That's
okay,
it.
But there's also sugar in them.
Okay, well, anyway. That's good. Either way, I mean, he's probably not far off. They're not healthy for you. They taste like sin. They're that delicious.
6 a week. Sorry, 6 a day.
Oh, right, that's fine. That's about Scotty, that about averages out.
You're going to die.
That averages out
no,
what I would
No, it's not
eat,
the nor. Law of averages.
Well, look, no, leave Scotty out of it. As he said, potatoes are vegetable. It's like how he has his banana bread every morning and says it's a serve of fruit.
Which it is.
I bought him a serve of fruit today. He just used my card and tapped it.
It was so good.
So I've bought him...
His banana bread.
His banana bread and a coffee like I'm his
well,
mother.
Well, next up, you should buy him 6 chips.
That's my serve of vegetables for
Done.
The week.
2 and 5, Scotty. 2 and 5.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I broke our business. There's no way. I'm just going to jump feet first into this. Lise and I have our own company. And somehow the duties of IT and finances have fallen to me. And I don't know why, because I only did maths A and basic technology at school. So how did you get out of this? How has it fallen to me?
Now my fault.
Well, because I think it's your fault that I was in charge of this. And I'm sorry.
Sarah broke our email for 2 weeks.
And we have been and domain name.
We have been sans... That means without in French, email for 2 weeks.
Isn't it sans?
No, it's not.
Sans email?
Sans.
Yeah.
Don't insult the French language. It's pronounced son. Anyway, we've been without email for 2 weeks.
It's like, is it swan? No. Swan?
That's what it does.
Swam. Yes. Swan.
Don't try and divert attention.
I actually broke our business because I want to break up with you because
you
I'm sick of
it.
Hearing your French phrases. I did break it.
You broke it because you didn't renew but our Linux hosting.
I still don't know what that
even is.
It?
I don't blame
know.
You. But no blame goes to you because
thing.
I hate everything to
Just
do with business.
Just admit how nice it was not having any emails coming in for 2 weeks. It was like taking a trip back to 1993.
The problem with that is that we did miss out on 5 gigs, which would have paid for my youngest's education. So
we also missed out on some emails from our head boss. That didn't go down too well, I don't think.
I mean, we're not good at IT. When will we be in a position where we can just hire someone to take care of that?
We're taking applications.
For free. If you don't want to be paid a salary, we'd like you to apply because we don't know what we're doing.
I can't handle this pressure, okay? I don't know what a domain is and why I should be responsible for it.
I thought it was just a furniture shop
or
domain.
Is it a doma?
It's doma.
Doma. You're irritating.
Can I ask a question that's going to really annoy me? Like really, really annoy,
annoy
me.
Annoy you or annoy us?
Yeah, if the answer's what I think it is.
Okay.
Did you forget to pay a bill or did you just think you were being ripped off?
You know what? It's actually annoying me that you're piping up because when I got the email
we asked
4 weeks ago, I said to Scotty, what's this? What's this Linux hosting? And you said, oh, I don't know, actually. And I said, do I need it? Do I need to renew this?
And Scotty said, probs not.
Probs not. So actually, you need to just shut it over there, pipsqueak, because
so
let's transfer
the
blame to Scott.
Not only did Sarah break our email, she also destroyed our website. So now we have no, if you type in thosetwogirls.com.au, which was our website, it no longer exists.
Nothing. We didn't need one anyway. No one does.
I don't think we do.
This is 2018. No one needs a website.
You know what? It's all about minimalism.
Yes.
When it comes to websites and email.
It's full on Marie Kondo. Unless it sparks joy, it's out.
And if you want to reach us, Morse code.
I'd like to tell a lot of brides and grooms to take a flying leap.
Oh. Far out.
Because I think people are taking their weddings way too far. I know they cost an inordinate amount of money these days. Side note, they don't have to. That's your choice. But I'm sick of reading every second day some overly descriptive list of instructions that brides are giving their bridesmaids or they're whinging about the gifts they've been given. Now I've stumbled across the wedding of an Instagram model that happened during the week. Her name's Pia. She looked magnificent. It was a wedding
Sarah.
In Byron Bay.
She's not an
this one. No, not the Pia off Home and Away.
Oh.
A different Pia.
Okay.
Okay, there are more than one Pia in Australia.
Okay.
Okay, so take a chill pill.
Okay, so what happened to this Pia?
Well, she issued a decree to her guests that they must wear natural earth tones to the wedding.
Right.
Why?
So what, beiges?
Yeah, so everyone just looks as boring
terracotta.
And dull and lackluster and drained and jaundiced as possible.
So a dress code for the guests.
For the guests. So we're basically saying look like dirt.
Yes.
Okay, that's what she wants from her guests. And everybody's rocked up. I mean, I'm looking at a photo of Tim Robards and Anna Heinrich. There they are, just in... Brown.
I mean, they are the most handsome and beautiful couple in Australia, and even they look like dirt.
I mean, don't. Is it just me? Don't you think? Just you know what?
I mean,
guests.
I'm not a fan of
come and celebrate with you, and let them wear what they want.
I'm not a fan of the social media rules around weddings.
Oh,
you know how
yes.
it's like this is the hashtag,
no
and
photos.
You're not allowed to release photos until after the professional images have been released.
It's
all of that.
It's all a bit much.
But I have to say, you are Australia's least wanted wedding guest. Because Sarah is the type of person, if you invite her to your wedding and you have a wishing well in place, which a lot of couples do because a lot of couples live together so they don't need materialistic goods. They just want money because they might be investing in a home or they might be wanting to go on their honeymoon.
Not my problem. I'm going to go and buy you a present that I want to give you.
And where do you buy your presents from? You go get them a shitty vase from Copper Art and nobody wants it. Nobody wants your homewares.
I think you'll
homewares.
Find it's Peaches of Kensington because you get something that looks very expensive at a reduced cost.
But nobody wants your vases.
Look, we've digested this before. We've gone there. I'm not changing my stance on gift registries and wishing wells. I will shop for you and buy you a present and you'll be grateful. I'll tell you that much. Now, secondly, on this whole dress code thing, you know when asking your guests to wear a dress code is appropriate? At a funeral, when you're dead and you want people to wear your favourite colour, that's when a dress code
Why?
Is okay. When
How
you're like,
is that any
don't
different?
Don't wear black. Her favourite colour was red. Wear red to celebrate her life.
Oh, in remembrance.
In remembrance. Natural earth tones. Psht, I would have rocked up like a rainbow.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Yes, people, come sit by us as we give you a space to let the little things that have annoyed you off your chest.
That's right.
We don't want to hear what's happening in Parliament. No, we don't want to hear what's happening on your freeway. You
what
can put
do
that in
we
your
want
pipe
to
and
hear?
Smoke it. We want little things.
We want
things.
The minutiae of life.
That's it.
I have got a cracker for you today.
I'll
and
be the judge
I hope
of
I'll
that.
Be able to describe it adequately. I was in the supermarket yesterday, and you know what triggered me? Christmas Easter eggs.
Triggered.
Okay, they are now making Easter eggs, but Christmas themed. That is too much for me to compute. Do not mix
it's mixing Jesus'
the religious
birth,
themes, Jesus' death.
It's too much.
It's not right.
No.
Eggs for Christmas.
Are they
it's a hard no from
are
me.
Are they implying that Jesus was hatched?
Oh, my God.
Complaints.
Sorry, before you write that complaint, I go to church every Sunday. We're okay. I'm allowed to make that joke.
I'm allowed to make fun of Jesus because I go to church. Is that how it works in your life, Scotty?
I'm guessing.
I don't know.
I think
what
so.
What came first, Jesus or the egg? It's just so bloody
It had
confusing.
To be the egg. Biologically, it still had to be the egg.
I mean,
I don't want to go into that here on the show.
I really don't either, because he was an immaculate conception. There was no egg. There was no ovary.
Can we get to
Sarah's? Okay, here's mine.
Go.
When you're at the shops, you hold out a lovely top and then realise it's a dress.
Triggered.
I'm sick of being tall. It's times like this.
Sarah,
I think, please.
It's not that you're
if
tall.
If I could just be a petite 5'7".
It's not that you're tall. It's that you're prude. You can wear a short dress.
No.
13, 10, 60. What are the little things that have irritated you this week? I mean, I don't want to hear about what Parliament did or what happened in traffic.
The Immaculate Conception backstory.
I'm angry.
Lisa and Sarah's.
I have never been this angry in my entire life.
Triggered.
We are angry. We get to this point in the week and we've got to get a lot of little things off our chest, Lise.
That's right. It's important to wade through the myriad of things that make us salty.
The phones are open on 13,
Using that
10,
word
60.
Salty triggers me.
Why, Sarah?
What are the little things that have irritated you this week?
Okay, I've got one. Can I share again, yeah. Scott?
Call through, I've 13, 10, 60.
I've got a couple of people in my life on social media who just use full sentences for hashtags.
Triggered.
And
oh,
I
yeah.
don't, I'm like,
how do you
you're
mean?
In your 30s. How do people not understand how hashtags like, work? Like, don't just make up another sentence in your story and put a hashtag in front of it.
Like to if explain
someone,
a joke.
Someone yes. puts a photo up of themselves looking really tired, being like, I had to work 14 hours today. I feel alive. Hashtag, actually, I feel tired.
Yes. Or it's like, hashtag, my darling husband turns 42. What? It's not a hashtag, mate. Not a hashtag. That's a sentence.
Let's be very clear. Hashtags are like a filing system.
Yes.
So if you and I are putting photos up about the same thing, they're found in the same yes. hashtag. Not your stupid explain of a joke.
Scotty, oh, you and I are like one person.
Welcome
sometimes.
To the Scotty and Sarah show.
Thank you. It's what we've always wanted. Lise, have you got another one?
I do. I have one. It's also another Christmas-themed one from me. This time it's Christmas bonbon hats. The very paper-thin one-ply crowns yes. that you're expected to put on your yes. noggin in front of weird Uncle Bazza.
And everyone looks like
they don't fit.
They're in an asylum.
It's either they're too small or they're so large that you wear them as a garland around your neck.
And then it's followed up by telling a lame joke.
I love Christmas.
I mean, do we love Christmas on this show? I don't know. It's yet to be seen. Ashley on 13, 10, 60. What's triggered you?
Most recently, I was triggered by banana-flavoured yogurt.
Triggered.
I mean, synthetic banana. Synthetic banana is not right.
I don't have an issue with it. Why does it bother you so much, Ash?
Well, typically, I love bananas. I will eat them whole. But the second you mush them up, it's all game over for me. And if you put it in yogurt, I'm sorry, that's just wrong.
You know, it's got that very... It has a very... chemical taste to it, Sarah.
Right. I'll be sure never to try it. Stan on 13 10 60. What's triggered you?
You know when you go to the servo to go get a Powerade and you get the Powerade and you pop the top off it and then you lift the little lid bit to take a suck and you just get air because there's the foil underneath the lid as well?
Triggered.
How many layers of protection do they need?
They are harder to get into than a chopper chop.
That is one of the world's worst, the world's most onerous tasks, removing foil from a bottle.
Because then you always have to, do you end up using your teeth stand to get the foil off?
Yeah, it doesn't come off clean. It's the worst.
No, so that's a dental hazard as well.
It really is.
It's actually a big issue.
It's a massive issue.
We should talk about that in
tomorrow's
show. It's
like that and chopper chop wrappers.
Yes. Yep. It's like Shawshank Redemption. Seriously.
It's like Alcatraz.
Yeah, trying to get in to
actually, that is on my bucket list, going to Alcatraz.
Like,
for reals.
Wow. Segue time at the end of the show.
Did you just use Alcatraz as a metaphor before explaining your holiday plans?
I really want to go there. Don't you?
I've been there.
Have you? You want to go to see the concentration camps.
I mean, these really want to see that in my lifetime.
That are important to see.
We have to go. We'll be back at 5 tomorrow morning.
Let's lift it up. I've got to take the kids to see Santa, actually, the shop. So I'll do that in the meantime.
Okay.
Before Alcatraz.
You. If you missed any of the show, you want to catch up, you're going to find it on the Hit app. Have a good day.
Bye.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.